soul to soul and spirit to spirit. Peace. Continuing with John chapter 6, we come upon a very strange lesson, a very strange statement that Jesus made. And we'll read it and then move into it. John 6:41. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, 'I came down from heaven'?" Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live for ever." These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What? And if he shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, "Will ye also go away?" This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? Those with spiritual discernment can hear it. Those with an inner ear attuned to the Word. Those with an inner eye whose vision is inspired by Christ. Those are they who can hear it. And those are us. So let us now enter into this very cryptic, mystical experience that John has laid out for us, for those that have ears to hear. The Jews therefore murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? And the Jews represent the human mind, the developed intellect. Now the human mind looks and beholds a human world. The human mind looks and beholds a human named Jesus. And yet standing before them and speaking through Jesus is the living Christ presence. But they do not see it. They do not hear it. They see only the man. And yet Christ is saying, I am the bread which came down from heaven. Christ is standing on in an inner dimension, speaking through the man to this group of people and telling them, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And that Christ is ever speaking those words. That Christ in the inner dimension of your inner being is speaking those words to your mind right now. I am the bread which came down from heaven, and you must eat me. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. If the Father has drawn you, then you can hear these words. You can unravel the mysteries of John, the book of John. And so, if the Father has drawn you to that living Christ within you, you are blessed beyond all men. And what is meant by this very strange statement, I will raise him up at the last day? What is meant by that? We will get into that in a minute. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Elsewhere, of course, the same Christ presence said, I and the Father are one. And so if you cometh unto that invisible Christ within your being, then you cometh unto the Father. And so if you hear the call, and you have learned of the Father within, then you cometh unto the Christ of your own being. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. And that means that no man with his five physical senses can see the Father. Save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. And so that Christ that sits at the center of your being, your Christ being, has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. That means if you believe, if you know that Christ, if you experience that Christ at the center of your being, then you are experiencing the one that lives forever. The one that you are. And he's going to tell you how this works. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is a very wonderful statement, because it's saying that the manna, the miracle of the manna that fell right out of the sky and sustained them, they ate, they participated in that miracle, and yet they are dead because they never found the bread of life, which Moses found, which is the I that I am. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Now this is a guarantee to you, right out of the mouth of your Christ identity, of that infinite invisible, that if you eat that which came down from heaven, you will never die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And so you must eat that Christ. And it's going to tell you exactly that. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews, that is the mind of man, therefore, strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And of course, it wasn't a man talking at all. That's what they saw, a man. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Okay, unless you eat the flesh and drink the blood of Christ, you have no life in you. Well, then you're dead, aren't you? You are those that eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now there's that strange statement again. What does that mean, raise him up at the last day? For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Now this is a exact statement. This is exact as any scientific formula ever was. And you can bank on this. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. And so, we're going to have to eat his flesh and drink his blood. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And so he's really bringing this home by repeating it two or three times. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is an hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Of course, this is an internal experience. So he's talking about an internal experience of seeing the Son of Man ascend. An internal experience in you, seeing the Son of God ascend. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? And so there we have it, the secret of eternal life. All that we have to do is eat his flesh and drink his blood. And yet, like the disciples, many of us are saying, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? John, in his developed Christ consciousness, is telling us the height of mysticism. And yet, so few over the centuries have had ears to hear and eyes to see. What does this mean? If we want this eternal life, we must discover what John is telling us. This is positively pregnant with truth. Behind this world is another dimension. In it dwells the living Christ, that invisible to human eyes presence, one with the Father. And the veil that separates us from the experience of this Christ is nothing more or less than the human mind. Because the human mind looks and sees a form, a person called Jesus, while standing right in the midst of them is the living Christ, separated by the veil of human mentality. In our meditation, when we ascend up over the mind, there is an inner experience, a real experience, in which that invisible presence bleeds through into our experience. That invisible presence bleeds through into this world. And we have the experience known as drinking the blood of Christ. And we know it because as that invisible Christ bleeds through into this world, we see its effects. We find ourselves in the right place at the right time. We find a harmony coming to us of which we had no idea. We did not plan it. Opportunities seem to almost come out of the blue. That invisible Christ presence is bleeding through and we are experiencing it in our lives. We are drinking the blood of Christ. In that stillness within, as we ascend up over the mind, and the mind is ever so still, ever so silent, ever so peaceful, that invisible Christ presence manifests as the harmony of our life, as the health of our countenance, as the love in our relationships, as the abundance of our living. This is eating the flesh of Christ, enjoying the manifestation of that invisible Christ presence. Those that ate manna in the wilderness are dead. Those that drink the blood of Christ as an internal experience, and those that eat the flesh of Christ as an internal experience, are living by Christ, by the bread that cometh down from heaven. You are following His command to drink His blood and eat His flesh. This was not a man talking. This was the invisible Christ that dwells at the center of your being right now. And following this command, you are living by your own eternal life. And once this has taken over, you will continue to drink the blood of Christ and eat the flesh of Christ. You will continue to live by Christ. You will continue to eat this bread which cometh down from heaven, and you will continue forever. Once you have made the transition from he or her that would live by outer effects, once you have made the transition from he or her that lives by thought, once you have made that transition to he or her that eateth the bread that cometh down from heaven, once you have made the transition to he or her that drinketh my blood and eateth my flesh, you will live forever. You have found your eternal wellspring of life. And I, that Christ within you, will raise him up at the last day. Which means, when you have transcended the human mind, you have ascended up over that human mind. You are no longer knowing truth with the mind. The truth is living you. The truth is bleeding through, is manifesting. The blood and the flesh is your life. And so the last day is really the last moment, that last second when the mind becomes so still, it stops and Christ happens to you, in you, through you, as you. Now, if we look at this, it suddenly is something that we can do. I am the living bread. This is the Christ of you speaking. the Christ behind the veil of the human mind in that other invisible dimension. This is that Christ saying, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If you will eat this bread, you will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world, so that you won't be the walking dead, you will be the living life, Christ's life. I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, then you have no life in you. You see? This was not a man saying he's going to sacrifice his life for the world. That's a misperception of the human mind, which always places things out here. Christ said, I require mercy and not sacrifice, which should have put an end forever to the belief in needing to sacrifice. And so this was not the man Jesus saying, I will sacrifice my flesh for the life of the world. That is a misperception. This is Christ saying, I give you myself for the life of the world. And if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have life in you. In fact, he that eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me, and I in him. That's the life he's giving to the world, the Christ presence, the Christ itself, that invisible Christ. As the living Father, the Father has life, the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the life he gives for the world, that invisible Christ life. John was able to lift the veil and look into that interior, invisible, inner dimension and see the living, invisible Christ. And he was able to perceive that we must live by that invisible Christ. Then we have life in us, and we are no longer the walking dead. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. We see that now, don't we? And yet, because he understood he was speaking to the human mind, who had pictures, probably gory pictures of eating flesh and blood of a man, he said to them, does this offend you? It wouldn't offend you if you were looking in the invisible, if you had your eye trained to the invisible through spiritual discernment and your ear trained to that invisible voice. It wouldn't offend you at all. You would take great joy in knowing about this bread that is your eternal life. And so he says, what if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? This is not an external experience. He was not asking them about what will they think when they see Jesus, the man, ascend up into the sky. No, no, no. This is a mystical teaching. He was speaking of an inner experience. Does this offend you? Wait until you see the Son of Man within you ascend up where he was before, up over the mind into that kingdom within. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the spiritual discernment, spiritual understanding quickens inside of you when you hear this truth. You can feel it. It is a note that calls you home, just the same as when the mariners would look for the light from the lighthouse. You can feel this. Something stirs. There's a quickening. the flesh profiteth nothing. And so he's telling them, look behind what your mind is showing you, into this invisible inner realm. The words that I, who are dwelling in this realm, speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. And so he tells them very plainly, look, look behind, come up over the mind interpretation. Use your soul faculties. But he says there are some of you that don't believe. And finally, many of the disciples went back and walked no more with him, because they could not hear or see. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? And of course that was not Jesus speaking, that was the Christ. There's only one Christ. When Christ speaks, it's the Christ of your being, the bread that came down from heaven. And Christ is speaking now to you and asking you, will you also go away? Or will you hear this hard saying? Will you drink the blood and eat the flesh of Christ? And come into the awareness of your own eternal life? Will you? Or will you also turn away? And Joel, in this book, Beyond Words and Thoughts, in a marvelous chapter called Truth Unveiled, tells us this in other words. He says, on the mount, in a high state of consciousness, Moses realized, I am. That is, that internal Christ presence is what I am. And thereby, he became I am. Moses drank the blood and ate the flesh and became that invisible Christ I am. Jesus, however, not only knew the truth, but realized and became the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is that invisible Christ, living Jesus. Jesus' realization of the need to crucify or rise above the seeming mortal sense of self enabled him to make the ascension. What, and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? You see, Jesus was able to make the ascension. Now this next line is one of the most important lines you will ever hear in the infinite way. The ascension is always the same, a rising above mind, above knowing the truth, to truth itself. This is the ascension, rising up above the mind, and I will raise him up again at the last day. As you ascend up over your mind, the mind, in your meditation, in your stillness, in your walking, that I, Christ, within you will raise you up, ascending you up into heaven where you were before. Before you dropped down into thinking you were a man or a woman. So, to continue a little more here with Truth Unveiled. It was not until 1963 when I myself went through the experience that the reason and need for the crucifixion of Christ Jesus was revealed to me. Somehow, after that experience, the memory of it passed from me, and I could not bring it to conscious recollection. Until later, the entire scene was revealed to me again, when I went through the experience of ascension, that rising above mind to truth itself. You see, up to a certain point, it is the mind that is knowing these truths, isn't it? And yet, if you are still a mind that is knowing this truth, well, then you cannot hear and you cannot see, because you will see a man named Jesus, but you will not see the Christ. In the ascension up over the mind, you become the truth. That is why when you are dwelling in that Christ, and that Christ is in you, you are able to say, I am the truth. And he says, this is what I saw. In Jesus' statement, he that seeth me seeth him that sent me, he revealed that he had attained the goal of I am. I am the way. Thou seest me, thou seest God, for I and God are one. And there is an experience in which he proved this. He took three disciples to what is called the Mount of Transfiguration, which again is a high consciousness, and he revealed to them the Hebrew prophets who were supposed to be dead. But to his enlightened sense, they were not dead. And he proved to his disciples that they were alive, and that they were with them, there, in form. Whether he translated them into visible form, or whether he translated himself and the disciples into invisible form, makes no difference, because it is the same experience he translated. He demonstrated to his disciples the truth he proved. I lay down my life that I may take it again. I can walk into the invisible realm, and I can walk out again, for I am spirit, I am the way. And so, those of us in this class must drink the blood and eat the flesh of the living, invisible Christ. And each experience we have of the Christ bleeding through, of the Christ manifesting as flesh or form, is eating and drinking the Christ. And as this Christ lives us, as we ascend up over the mind, we become aware of the conscious reality of our being, which is Christ. And then we are able to say, I am the way. We are able to say, I am the life. I am that bread which came down from heaven. I can lay down this form, or I can pick it up again. I am that eternal life. Yes, this is a hard saying, but now we have, after all these centuries, been given the ears to hear and the eye to see. Now, listen with your inner ear and receive the secret of your own eternal life. I am the bread which came down from heaven. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me within. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and never die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my spiritual flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. But whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life in him, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. And you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. Now we understand, don't we? We understand John 6:41 and the story of the bread of life. So the only question that remains is the question that he put forth. Will ye also turn away? Will ye go away? Or will you come within here to the center of your being and eat this bread? Now we can understand that the communion that many of us have experienced in church, where we eat a little wafer and have a sip of wine, is nothing but an outer symbol. That the real communion is this inner experience, eating the flesh and drinking the blood of Christ. And this is the communion that we were commanded to perform. This is the command from your inner Christ, that invisible, infinite Christ within you, within me, within us all, that says unto us, eat this bread that cometh down from heaven, and you shall live forever. And this is a conscious experience with full knowing that we enter into. This is a sacred, very sacred experience, eating this bread, drinking this wine, this blood. This is so very sacred, so very mystical. And we are commanded to do this. Let us make this our very sacred spiritual experience that we tell no one about. Let us come within here and experience the ascension up over the mind and experience partaking of this holy inner communion in which we see the living Christ living itself and outpicturing, bleeding into this world, manifesting its life. And with our eye on the invisible, with our ear attuned to that inner word, well, I will raise him up at the last day. And you shall ascend up to heaven. where you were before. Christ's blessings, Christ's presence, and Christ's Mass unto you.